This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Mike Bassick, and Reginald Adetula. The Mavericks are victorious.
Now we're talking.
But
relevant stuff.
Well, some of us are talking.
Some of us.
Corey, would you like to talk?
Are eating.
It's okay.
That's okay.
We got three mouths ready to talk.
That's a great point. If we can, give me that cut number two as the Mavs are victorious.
Final seconds, George. He's going to fire it up. Yes.
No, okay.
What a close game that was.
The equalizer.
Last second
big
shot
to win for the Mavericks.
I think it was on the Bally broadcast because that's mostly what I was watching.
That was a close
when they
game.
Cut back to the Mavs folks, and I saw somebody like trying to wave off that buzzer three-pointer. I was like, it's all right. Either
way. You covered
the
spread,
like,
too.
Yeah, you covered the spread. You won the game. You're good. But I do love it. It feels like, it wasn't really a three-point game. It was a six-point game. But that was a close game throughout. Number one thing I'm surprised about, that game didn't end with the winning team scoring 84 or 85 points. How they got into the 90s after slogging along offensively, both teams, was amazing.
We got hot from three late, and that was awesome. PJ Washington, Luka, Kyrie, and Maxi Kleba.
Kleba hit a huge three.
All had big buckets down the stretch late. For the most part, we made our free throws. We made enough free throws to close out the game. I thought we did a great job of letting LA let James Harden just like, hey, would you like a practice three-pointer to get this thing within a game again?
One thing I did really love, and it might be a small thing, but I think it's indicative of this player and how much he wants this, is in the postgame, did you hear one of the things Kyrie said is he goes, I can't miss that free throw.
Yeah.
Like, they won, and he goes, but Maxi got the rebound, and that's what a team does, is work together. And I like that he was like, hey, I know we just won, and we played great, but I can't miss it.
Mike, I almost texted, and I was like, did he miss that on purpose? Because the way it all worked for us, it looked like, hey, this is exactly how I planned it. But no, there was no way he did that on purpose.
That would be, and it's a great win, because at the end, when you're up 90-81, and it feels like with about a minute and 30, you're like, we got this thing. And
you
then,
know better.
And you just saw the Knicks come back against Philadelphia a similar situation somewhat. And when you just let James Harden take a wide open three, then on a out-of-bounds play, you give them the layup.
What was that?
And the foul.
And
luckily, the foul got overturned.
The Harden three, was it Kyrie and Luka that broke off?
I thought it was Derrick Jones Jr.
So Derrick Jones
and Luka.
Team.
All five of them just met in the middle and just were like, what happened?
It was those two guys.
But particularly those two broke off to, like, if you're facing the TV, off to the left, and one of them was supposed to stay while the other one followed, and that left Harden wide open. When I saw that, I was like, what the hell? It's even just, on the broadcast, they're like, uh-oh.
He even looked, like confused.
This is awesome.
Really?
That's the best communication I've ever seen. But, I mean, somebody obviously forgot their job, right? They thought that they were switching everything or staying with everything. I don't know which one messed up, Derrick Jones Jr. or Luka. But they messed up.
They did.
Luckily, it didn't matter. They played their butts off. They played so hard for 48 minutes.
I thought, first of all, I definitely agree with that. The defensive effort, unbelievable.
There were so many times, Kevin, that, you know, Mike was kept saying getting in front of the screens, getting your butt down or up.
Forward, yeah, you pull it in. Yeah.
Pull it in. Like, I saw that. I literally saw Kyrie do that multiple times last night. And I was like, oh, wow. They know what they're doing right now defensively.
Man, okay. I want to talk about something that won't necessarily show up in the box score then, but it speaks to that defensive effort that you're talking about. Whether it was Jones, even Luka and Kleba, I thought they had so many more contested rebounds that they didn't necessarily get, but they were up in somebody's face about it. You know, so I know it might still show up in the box score as this was a Clippers rebound, this was a Clippers rebound. But you had, like, those three guys in particular stood out to me as they were pushing and putting pressure on trying to get the ball, but also, like, slowing down any potential transition the other way.
Hey, Kevin, I know you don't like this, but I want to give credit to the referees last night for letting the Mavericks play physical. And also then the Mavericks for recognizing that they were letting them play physical early in the game. Like, that, there was a very early moment where somebody went to the basket and there were like two or three different defenders right there all over. And I was like, whoa, hold on. That was a physical play right there.
Yeah.
And the refs didn't call like a cheap foul real quick. And immediately the Mavs recognized and said, okay, they're going to let us do that. We're doing it. We're not going to wait until later and be like, hey, what's going on here? They immediately recognized this is going to be a physical battle tonight. The refs are letting it go. Let's play that way. And that was the hugest factor, because it paid off throughout the night on the points of those offensive and defensive rebounds.
This is what at times I hate about NBA playoffs, is I start getting really mad at referees.
Yeah.
In the regular season, I'm like, come on, guys. It's going to even out, whatever. It's one call. In the playoffs, you're like, how can Harden get that and Luka not? You know, and it's just, and I get it. It's a very tough sport to ref. Those guys are doing the best job they can. They are the best in the world. Whether you think they're good or not doesn't matter. They are the best in the world. But there are times where it's like, boy, they're letting them play really physical. And then the next time you're like, you touched him with your pinky? Yeah. And that's like, they called one at one point for Harden, which was iffy. And you're like, all right, if you're going to call. Then Kyrie makes another unbelievable 10-foot lefty runner.
That was awesome.
And Terrence Mann gets underneath them. Yeah. And you're like, that's more egregious than what Harden just got. And you just get confused. But I get it. It's a very tough sport to referee. And I felt like if we would have lost, I wouldn't blame the refs. No. Would not have blamed the refs. But I did feel like at times, LA was getting at times a more favorable call, but maybe that's just home court advantage.
Maybe so. I just felt that like the Mavericks were like, okay, if they're going to allow us to be physical, which I'm not used to seeing from them. Even, I mean, Luka's defense was physical.
Well,
last
the last,
great.
So at the All-Star break, Adam Silver got with the referees and said, our game's out of hand. There's too many free throws. There's too many fouls. Let's let them play a little bit more. They're going to be ticked off, but let's let them figure this out before the playoffs. And so I do think players are now used to how the refs are really allowing the game to be played more than they allowed the game to be played before the All-Star break. And I feel like I watch MLB players, NBA players, and even NFL players, they seem to adjust pretty quickly to the way the refs or the umpires
see that
change the rules on them in the middle of a season.
I'll also add, you know, PJ Washington showing up, and this I'm just going to say defensively right now before we get to the offensive side, because I know that was a huge factor too, but him, I thought Derek Jones defensively, they knew what their jobs were. They knew what they were supposed to do. That helped in that effort to like those role players.
I thought Lively did a good job.
Lively was fantastic. And this is the thing. Gafford hasn't even shown up yet. Like, Gafford hasn't even arrived.
Okay, because you don't disagree about.
Thank God Derek Lively.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you got this look and I was like, hold on.
Well, because right now I would like to make this comparison. And if you're too young, I get it. Or if you haven't really followed the NBA that much, I get it. Leandro Barbosa, I have no clue what his road and home splits were in the playoffs, but I feel like it was 25 points at home on 90% shooting and 5 points on the road on 10% shooting.
Right.
I'd never seen a dude. He was with the Phoenix Suns for most of this run. He was like, how does he do this? How is he an all-star in Phoenix? Because they're cheering for him. And if they're not cheering for him, he's like, I shouldn't even be in this basketball game. And I'm hoping at this point Daniel Gafford is the Leandro Barbosa of centers. That for some reason, that two performances there on the road were so bad, the worst basketball he's played for the Mavs, that maybe he has the Leandro Barbosa DNA, where for some reason he needs the crowd to cheer for him to be at his best.
Maybe so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Any injury or soreness factor for yesterday? Because obviously I know bounced off and on the court.
He had the ankle in the game one.
And I'm not saying that's
what it looked like a back last night. But yeah. Kevin.
He went back in the game, so I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go back in the game. If you're going to play like that, I don't think it was. I get that his back was probably tight, but there was just, he was just kind of. It looked like to me a panic moment that it's still a really big thing. And I think he's going to bounce back. I do love him. I love that he's on the team. I would start him in game three as long as he's healthy. But it is worrisome that the first two games he's been a negative player for you.
I will say this is one of the things I've been kind of monitoring, Kevin, because, and maybe we'll get into this later in the show, but I asked Mike about the Luka pass to Kleba, and Kleba misses it. Kevin, you said you saw it, and then Luka jumps up and down, and he's like, you got to do this.
Yeah.
And we saw a couple moments last night where Luka was like, you have to be here. You have to be in your spot. You have to be ready. And I wonder if Daniel Gafford's just not – he doesn't know the speed of playoffs. And
he might be nervous.
And it's everything's faster. Everything's and I wonder if he's just not, because even on that jump on that block, he goes up a tick too late and gets it off the backboard.
And I don't have time for you to catch up.
You got to be ready for it right now. Now Lively isn't scoring offensively the way you want to, but sure. I think he's pressing a little bit. You saw a moment last night where something went bad. He looked frustrated, and Kyrie gave him the calm down. Like, you got to keep your head. You got to stay here. But I think Lively, the touch we've seen around the basket, that hasn't shown up, and Gafford hasn't shown up. So those are two things that are missing still that I think are on the way.
I would like to give Jason Kidd a lot of credit. When guys look like they're crapping their pants, he's like, that's enough.
Yes.
Even like PJ Washington had a great game overall, but in a moment, PJ Washington started crapping his pants, and he's like, that's enough. Let's get you out of the game. We're going to give you a little bit of a break. I'm
going to
put somebody else in because I can't. Gafford, it's like, hey, I can't let you work through this for 5 minutes. We will lose the game if I let you, role player, work through this. And so PJ Washington got yanked after missing an uncontested alley-oop dunk and then making, I think, a turnover and maybe a little bad defensive decision. He's like, that's three plays in a minute span. That's enough. I got to take you out and give somebody else the opportunity to play in this game. And PJ Washington got to the bench, gathered his thoughts, and had a great finish to the game. So I want to give Jason Kidd a lot of credit for going, I don't have time for you role players. I have enough here on my bench to keep maneuvering and see who's going to play their best in these big moments.
I mean, just look at Exum's minutes. He got six last night because he looked like he had no clue what was going on. He looked frenetic out there.
Okay.
Frantic.
It works.
Phonetic.
Definitely not that one. All right. I want to make sure I word this properly.
Phonics?
No, Reggie, just you know better. Just like I was supposed to know better and you told me this morning.
That's right.
And I didn't follow that advice. Now I'm asking you, trust the mistake that I made.
Phoenix.
Josh Green. I'm not saying I want him to shoot the ball. I'm not saying that at all. Hear me on that. That being said, I thought the pace, defense, and rebounding that he brought to the game were very much needed. We might have a tough time agreeing on this. I'm just telling you, for Josh Green, I thought his ability to push the ball forward and some of those rebounds
he doesn't know where to go whenever he pushes the ball forward, but he does stop and turn around.
That is a fair point.
He definitely stops and turns around.
He does have positive moments, but he also has some really big negative moments. And so I'm with you on your I'm not going to argue. It's really tough, though, when literally I said this in punt the ball from the corner. Just see if that goes in. Because you shooting looks like it. Like hitting rim.
Australia?
It just looks like the luckiest thing in the world, even if it hits rim.
Right.
And once again, I give Jason Kidd credit. At one point there in the fourth quarter, he saw those positive things. And then as soon as he saw, crap, they're not going to guard him. And he's Russell Westbrooking at best these three-point shots.
He's wide open.
And so you're just like, all right, I got to take him out. His energy can cause issues. Running into James Harden when he can't make a three and giving him three free throws, which are usually going to be three free points. So I think Josh Green, I'm not going to be opposed to him coming into game three and seeing what he can do. At the same time, because he's always hurt his whole career, he can't really improve his shooting on a consistent basis because he's not healthy enough to improve it. That it's very tough in these situations, as I was told by the people who, you know, work at Bally's. They have the extra cameras and audio that we don't get as an audience. What? When they were playing the Phoenix Suns a few years ago, they were like, shoot it, shoot it. Yeah. Like when Josh Green gets it, the whole Phoenix Suns bench is yelling for him to shoot it because that is A-plus successful defense.
So I'm not here for that either.
It's going to be tough because Josh Green does bring positive things. I'm not going to deny that. But he also brings some negative things that you really worry about.
When are we getting back into Mavs? Because I know we got Eric Dickerson coming up here. So I don't want to drag this out too long. There's another big piece of this.
We can get back into it at 11 if sounds you would
good.
Like.
That sounds awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.